For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Hardwick Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. No, me, no, the voice on the guy. It's me, really Rel, villain Rel, Terrell Furman Jr. here at your service. And we had a winning day. Could have swept. But we had a winning day. And you know what? We take it because we had a couple of losing days in a row. Now you start to see that bankroll come back into the count. That's what gets the blood going. And we get it. We get to bring it in and usher in a new WNBA season coming off of a winning day. Let's talk about the winners. Lakers plus 5.5. All right, so full transparency. I have no idea how the game ended. I haven't gone back to go look yet. I'll probably do it right after doing this. I have no idea how the game ended. Once the Lakers blew the lead, I was kind of over the game. When Denver went up, I think it was like 12. I was kind of over the game. It was at a point, I can't remember what exact play was my breaking point, but there was a play somewhere with about 50 seconds left or something like that, where I just said, you know what, I give up. And I turned the game off and I went and did something else, never came back to it, and then just found out that the Lakers covered. So somehow, some way, we get Lakers plus 5.5. Of course, we missed the money line. Should never miss the money line. LeBron, 0 for 6 from, like, it was just a lot of bad jump shots from Anthony Davis and LeBron. I have no idea why they changed up, but is what it is. So that happened. Game went under, though, for sure. That game definitely went under. Total comes in at 211. We cashed the under on that ticket. We have Anthony Davis over 12.5 rebounds. He finished with 14. That was a little bit of a sweat, I'm not gonna lie. When we went into the second half, I'm just like, is he gonna get these rebounds? Nope. Thank you, Anthony Davis. Appreciate you for covering that for us. And then the lone loser, Rui Hachimura. He was on Jokic a lot of the time. He did not beat out Jokic for them rebounds. It's so funny because I went on Sports Grid and I said, I gave out this prop as well. And I said, Jokic is probably going to get about 17 rebounds. Rui Hachimura is going to be defending him. He'll get about 5. He should get about 5. Nope. Rui Hachimura finishes with 2 rebounds. Denver takes a 2-0 lead going back to Los Angeles. And that is our day. I will say here, I think that this is probably the best line we're going to get. Aside from the Lakers going down 3-1 and the books just automatically counting them out, which I don't even think that they would do that with LeBron, to be honest. I think this is probably the best line we're going to get on the Lakers, because I don't think the Lakers are out of it. I really don't. So let's put in a future. Let's do that really quick. We'll put in a future for the Lakers to win the series plus 350. Just win a series. At this point, you can win 2 games at home, make this a 3-3 series. You just got to win 1 on the road. I think they can win 1 on the road. They've shown us that they had potential because they were in this game for a majority of this game. And then they blew it towards the end. And really, that crowd, like, that was the home crowd, to be honest. That was the home crowd that willed Denver back into that game. And so, if we get to a game 7, I like Bron in game 7. We'll see what, you know, do they win 3 in a row against Denver? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. One game at a time, I'm willing to pitch my horse on the Lakers, because I think the Lakers can come back. They showed me a lot of good things. They just had some miscues. So we'll see about that and what going forward, adjustment that Darvin Ham makes. Denver really been really bad on the road too. over the course of the season and in the playoffs. Well, I wouldn't even really say in the playoffs because, like, they beat the crap out of Minnesota, but they lost one to Minnesota at Minnesota. They lost one to they lost two to Phoenix at Phoenix. So Lakers win the home games, best of three. I like my chances with plus 350 in my pocket. All right. Got to talk to you about the presenting sponsor, and that's betonline.ag, your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds, lines, and player reports for this year's basketball playoffs. They're your sports information headquarters for basketball, MLB, NHL, UFC, and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest, easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games right at your fingertips. Head over to the website or go to your mobile device and get in on the action. Promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is BELIEVE, BLEAV, BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, so I told you that future bet that I like. Let's get into, I have a lot of WNBA plays, and I'll give you something in the Eastern Conference Finals as well. Let me just go ahead and talk about that Eastern Conference Finals bet because it should be rather easy. We have game two versus with the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Celtics are laying 9. 215 is the total. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We took the under in the Nuggets-Lakers series. I'm taking the under in this one as well. Game two unders have been a credible good trend. Miami shot 50% from three last time. As much as I hate Boston, there is no way Boston lets Miami shoot 50% from three again. Like, no way. No way. Both teams were over 50% from the field as well. Very, very easy for me. Not even much handicap going into it. I'm just going to go ahead and fade the scoring that happened in game one. Give me the under 215 in game two. That's it for the NBA. But it is WNBA tip-off, and I'm so excited and looking forward to being able to talk about this. Oh, man, I had a great season at WNBA last year. It was the first season of the WNBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Go check out that pod. You'll be able to hear a full breakdown with me, my co-host Scott Reichel, and we break down all four WNBA games. I'm going to slide you a couple of plays that I like here for today. Let's start off at the top. First game on the schedule, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. The New York Liberty are traveling to play the Washington Mystics. Liberty are, so the Mystics actually opened up as a -4.5 favorite. Incredible amount of money came in on the Liberty. Liberty have gotten, I've seen them get as high as -3.5. Now I'm looking at a consensus line of -2.5. Total is at 162.5. So, well, let me just go ahead and, because I do have an injury report now. I didn't have one yesterday, but I have one now. So let's pull up the injury report for these two teams. And we have Maria Johannes is overseas. She's not with the team. She's fulfilling her overseas contract. So early on in WNBA season, for a lot of people that don't know WNBA, a lot of the players do play overseas, so they do have to finish out their contracts overseas before they can come back and join the team. So she will be back in maybe a couple weeks or so. It depends on how long her contract is. And for the Mystics, we have Myesha Hines-Allen with the knee injury. She's been suffering that knee injury for a while, so she's out. So I'm looking forward to this. I am so looking forward to this. Now, I am your resident New York Liberty fan. Here's how I'm looking at this game. The New York Liberty are the new, so you have the super team of Candace Parker joining the Aces, and then the Liberty got went and they countered with Jacquel Jones, Courtney Vandersloot, and Breonna Stewart. Amazing lineup, amazing team. This team is going to be really, really good, adding to Sabrina Ionescu and Binah Jelani. But the New York Liberty are the shiny new toy that everybody wants to go play with. There was such an overarching amount of money on the New York Liberty that they had to basically flip this line. Like the line basically flipped. That's how much money came on Liberty. Everybody wants to play with the shiny new toy. What people are not remembering is that a year ago, this Mystics team was the best defensive team in the league, giving up 75.9 points per game, number one in the league. And what did they do? They just added Brittany Sykes, who was a really good defender for the Los Angeles Sparks. And now she's in that starting lineup that's going to have Natasha Cloud, Ariel Atkins, Brittany Sykes, EDD, and Shakira Austin. This team is absolutely loaded on defensive end. And so this is also continuity. Take out Brittany Sykes. All of these girls played together last year. All these women played together last year. Now you have, for the Liberty, a brand new team trying to figure things out. Sandy Brondello is going to be, you know, do what she can to make it work. I don't think that she figures it out off the rip. The Liberty didn't even figure out their season until the end of the year last year, where they went on a crazy run and made the playoffs and stole game one against the Sky. But so if I take the history of the Liberty kind of starting off slow, now they got to figure out a new team. Yes, it's a super team, but they got to figure things out. I have to assume that they're going to start this game off slow as well. Both of these two teams play a very slow pace. They play out the half court. And even with the new, you know, the new super team of the Liberty, I don't think that changes anything about the pace of the game that they want to play. I think they still want to play out of the half court. And so a slow down game plays into the Mystics' favor. It plays to them and plays into them in the defense as well. This is how we're going to play the Mystics. I'm going to take a first half play on the Mystics on the money line. This is a plus money play. Get it at, now I see it at plus 105. So plus 105 for the Mystics. I think the Mystics get it done in the first half and really just continue on what was a really, really good defensive team last year. They continue that trend this year, and they come out a winner in the first half. I'll take the Washington Mystics. First half, money line, plus 105. Okay, play number two in the WNBA. Connecticut, same time, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. The Connecticut Sun are traveling to play the Indiana Fever. Sun opened up as a minus 9.5 favorite. That line is down to minus 7.5. 161.5 is the total. We have here for an injury report for these two teams and for the, where are you at? There we go. So no injury report for the Sun and none reported for the Fever. So it looks like they're going to have a full assortment of the two teams here. Now, this is a battle of two. There's a lot of new faces on both teams. Jacquel Jones just talked about her for the Liberty. She leaves the, she leaves the Sun and joins Liberty. So now there's some opening. DeWanna Bonner is going to come into that starting lineup. They bring in Tiffany Hayes from Atlanta as well, who played really good for Atlanta. Erica Wheeler coming over from Atlanta for the Fever. She comes into that lineup to kind of help that backcourt of her and Kelsey Mitchell. And then you have Aaliyah Boston, number one overall pick as well. So Christy Seitz, new head coach for the Fever. And then you have, I'm blanking on the name right now. I'm folding. What's her name again? It is Stephanie White. Yes, Stephanie White, the old, she actually was a WNBA coach before, ended up going to coach at Vanderbilt, I believe it was. After she stopped coaching at Vanderbilt, she is now back in the W as a head coach for the Connecticut Sun. So, and she did 5 seasons at Vanderbilt. So, this is textbook reverse line movement. Like, to the maximum extent, textbook reverse line movement here. All the money was on Connecticut. All the money came in on Connecticut very, very early. And that line dropped. And it dropped because Sharps came in and they hammered the Fever minus 9.5. Which, think of it like this. You are starting a brand new season as a head coach. You've been in college for the past 4 years. You've been on staff in the W before. Now you're coming back. You're the head coach. You're going on the road against a Fever team that, yes, they were terrible last year. Absolutely terrible last year. But this team is scrappy, and they're going to be scrappy. because you have a new head coach on that side and Christy Sides as well, who's going to try to completely combat the narrative of what they were last year. It's a brand new team, brand new system, brand new philosophy, brand new players. And from what Nalisa Smith did at Athletes Unlimited this summer, she's ready. Aaliyah Boston, I know she's ready. Grace Berger, number 7 overall pick from Indiana, I know she's going to come in there, add a spark off the bench for them. I think this Fever team has a lot of pieces, and I think this is a large line for a new head coach to come on the road in their first game and just cover. Like, I wouldn't trust. There's a lot of people that I just would not trust with this line off the rip. So I'm taking the Indiana Fever. I'm trusting the reverse line movement here, and I'm trusting the fact that I'm going to fade a new head coach on the road in the opening night. Even though there's a new head coach for Indiana, I like the home team, and I think that they're going to have a lot of energy. The stadium should be packed for the most part. Aaliyah Boston coming in, a very, very touted, if you didn't know, very, very touted basketball player through college for South Carolina, and Grace Berger as well, really, really good. So I think that this team has a lot to be excited about. I think this team's going to look a lot better this year. I'm taking them plus 7.5. Connecticut Sun get the win, but the Fever make it close.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. So we have, I will give out one more play that I like in the W, and that's going to go to the Minnesota Lynx and the Chicago Sky game. That is 8 p.m. on the East Coast. Lynx are at home. And you have here for an injury report for the two teams. It looks like, you know, Isabel Harrison. So Isabel Harrison is out. She was the big signing for the Chicago Sky to help a gutted team that lost Allie Quickley for the year. They lost Courtney Vandersloot. They lost Candace Parker. She was supposed to come help support that team. She is out. And then you have Lindsay Allen, doubtful for the Minnesota Lynx. I think Minnesota is just a straight up better team. Like, when I look at the aerial powers, Nafisa Collier, I think that this team, and you still have Diamond Miller, the number 2 overall pick. So we talk about how good Aaliyah Boston is. Diamond Miller was the number 2 overall pick. I think that these two teams, I think the Sky are Kalia Copper is a baller. I will give you that. Kalia Copper is a baller. I don't think they have enough around her. I like Mabry. I like Williams. I think they're all right, but I mean, Courtney Williams. There's two Williams, so Courtney Williams. But Nafisa Collier is really been looking for the chance to step up. Sylvia Fowles is now gone. And Tiffany Mitchell comes over as well from the Fever. She's going to add another level of scoring for them. Aerial Powers, you know how she gets down. Like, she's just a dog. And I think Aerial Powers actually can combat anything that Kalia Copper puts up as well. I think that just from 1 to 7, this Minnesota Lynx roster is just straight up better. Like, just straight up better than the Sky. I think the Sky are going to be bad this year. And I'm going to be looking for chances to fade them. And I'll start with Monday night. I've got the line at -4. It's up to -5.5 now. I will rebet it in terms of the show. -5.5 Minnesota Lynx. I think they come in here and win this game by double digits. A little bit of reverse line movement there too. Sky are getting about half of the bets, a little bit more, 57% of the money. And it's really because name. I think it's name value alone. But while I do love this coaching staff, I think James Wade is a great coach, shout out to CSE, I am hesitant. I think that Minnesota starts their season off in a fashion. So Minnesota Lynx -5.5. That is play number 3 in the WNBA. And play number 4 for today, my 4 plays for Friday. Under 215 for the Boston Celtics, Miami Heat. I mean, the Washington Mystics, first half money line +105, Indiana Fever +7.5, the Minnesota Lynx -5.5. you know where to find me at reallyreal__ on social media. You can follow the podcast. If you're not already subscribed, make sure you subscribe now. Leave reviews. We're going to be here all the time, talking hoops all the time. So appreciate all the support from everybody. But I got to get out of here. So nothing else to say, nothing else to do. No other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.